Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes and Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, and of course my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who may be joining me in the chat room. I hope you're having a great start to your week. And those of you who are on the East Coast like I am, I hope you are somewhere where it is cool. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has over 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And, of course, you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. And I want to say a special shout-out to Deborah, who actually I met this Saturday at a speaking engagement, and she listens to me on Stitcher Radio, and she was actually sitting at the same table with me. And I also want to give a shout-out to Dr. Angela Chester for the show. Well, tonight our guest is returning guest, Kena Baker of Grind Different. I can't wait to hear about her company, as well as the event she had last Friday. And she's going to be sharing with us strategies to better manage our businesses and ourselves. And, of course, in the next half hour, I will be sharing tips with my Taylor's Tip Time. And, of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, and repurpose suggestion for the week. So, in regards to our topic, you know, stop the madness and just really learn how to better manage yourself as your business and your business. Some of the things that I found on Hivage.com that a lot of business owners just kind of get overwhelmed, they struggle with, and I'm going to just list four. One of them is staying current. And actually, Keen and I were just talking about that with all the social media that we have to manage. Having too many overheads. Sometimes it could be motivating employees, and sometimes it's just the tiredness. A little different tonight is I'm going to bring Kena on because she's going to, before we get into all the questions about tonight's topic, I want her to share about her new company, Grind Different. So I'm going to bring Ms. Kena on. Hello again, Kena.
Hello, Janet. How are you?
I am doing good. I am just like so excited about your new company. I'm always excited anytime I just hear about what you're doing. And of course, you know, your Facebook Lives have been very just inspirational, motivational. And it's just like they come right at the right moment, the topics. So I want you to tell listeners before we get into all the questions tonight and the discussion about the company. And it is Grind Different, correct?
Yes. Yep. It's called Grind Different, and we teach you and work with you to hustle less, produce more, so that you can make a big impact, a big positive impact. I always have to add that positive word in it because you can make an impact, but sometimes it's not positive. So
wow, I like that. And then you had a wonderful celebration party on Friday. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, but I saw just little clips of it online when you were doing your Facebook Live.
Yes, yeah, we had our launch party, basically doing something that I think most people don't do when they mm-hmm. you know, kind of hang up their shingle and say I'm open, or they set up their website, create their website and go through all that content, is they don't go through the process of launching. Like, they say, oh, my website's up, you know, the doors are open. That's really, if you look at the corporate world goes through a grand opening. They share things before the grand opening. And us as entrepreneurs, we kind of skip that part of the process and expect people to come to just and buy from us. So Friday was, in essence, our coming out party. It's like we're here. And the thing that a launch actually does, it creates an energy that you don't realize happens when you actually do a launch. It's an energy not only happens internally, but it's an energy that happens externally. So you get, you know, your family, your friends, your clients, potential clients together, and they're now kind of your marketing team because they're sharing through various venues that, you know, Grind, in our case, Grind Different, is now ready for you to come for us to work with you. And so, it was fun. It was, as you said, it was tiring, but it was a good tiring. It was one that I wouldn't trade for the books, but I loved every moment of it.
And you know, and you're right. It's that launch because I think it was, I want to say, when Madonna did the Super Bowl, I think that was the launch of her next tour. And I said, you know, you really have to watch them. I said, because it's all crafted. It wasn't just she was up there just doing something for the Super Bowl. And the next thing you know, boom, you want tickets to her world tour. So you're right. You do have to. Yeah, you do have to do that. Yeah, maybe, you know, I know I'm a little late, but maybe I have to do a relaunch party.
Yes.
For JanetMTaylor.com.
Yes. So. I mean, and there's nothing that stops you from doing it. It doesn't matter when you do it. It's just, it's almost like a moment where you reset your business. And so whether it's at the beginning or if it's 10 years into it, doing a launch is, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, and it looked like a lot of fun. The shirts, I don't know if they were T-shirts, sweatshirts, looked beautiful because I just love the gold. So they were beautiful.
Thank you.
So, Keena, why does it seem to be so hard to manage things in a business? Some people, they just haven't figured it out, how to manage things in a business.
Well, I'm going to give you something really, I'm going to give everybody something that's really key here, and because I'm doing it right now. As I'm talking to you, I'm looking at myself in the mirror. And many times as business owners, we don't take a moment to look ourselves in the mirror and say, this is what I bring to the table, and this is what I need some help with. And so we start off, of course, as business owners, having to do everything. We have to do everything. But ultimately, there's going to come a day where you doing everything is detrimental to your business. And whether it's a boutique-style business or you're trying to take over the world, you ultimately need a team. Mm. And so as the CEO, the COO, whatever title you give yourself, you have to understand what your gifts are and what your limitations are. And as I said, looking in the mirror allows you the ability to say, okay, this is what I like about me. This is what I'm good at. And these are the things that I really want to fix. So so managing your business sometimes is not your thing. It's not for you to manage. Somebody else should be managing your business. You are the idea person. You're the strategy person. But managing the idea or managing the strategy is not your thing. So you need to have a team. So that's where the struggle is. The struggle just comes from us not really identifying where our gifts are and where we should be spending the majority of our time and where we need to bring in someone else to support us.
And that is so true. It's so true, like in every area. Some people are not finances. Some people are not good at the administrative. You know, I was sharing with you, I have two interns who help me with social media, and they are just wonderful because it allows me to kind of step back and do what I love to do, and then they're out there just finding all kinds of interesting things and helping me stay focused on, okay, let's do time management. Let's do this topic. And then they go out and they find all these wonderful resources. And they even say, well, you know, maybe you can get a funny-looking image for that. We need a funny-looking image. So they, and sometimes when you bring in other people, they allow you to be really creative. So that is so true, so true. So, Keena, in working with people who work outside, like some business owners have offices outside and some have the home office, are there different dynamics that people need to really think about? I mean, I know personally I'm more productive in a home office, but I know not everybody feels that way.
Yeah, so you probably are productive at a home office because you have set clear boundaries. You know, maybe have a schedule of when you're going to do things. You know what you're going to do when you're in the home office. But most people who work at home don't set clear boundaries. In my case, I've done both. I'm doing both. And so when it comes to being at home, I know that I have to let everybody know I'm working. Do not bother me unless it's an emergency. And I'll, you know, maybe put something on my door. I'll tell them, of course, and then I'll tell them also when I'm free. They'll either see that I'm moving around or there'll be some indicator to let them know that, you know, I have time to have a 15, 20-minute conversation with you. So having a home office, the immediate thing that I think of is boundaries that you have to set not only with yourself but with whoever, you know, is in your home with you. And also, you know, when it comes to the to what you have in your home. So one of the problems that I had at first was I was like, oh, I'm at home. I can wash clothes. I can wash dishes. I can cook dinner. I can do all these things. But my business, you know, when it was time for me to do stuff for business, it happened at the end of the day when I had no energy. And so you have to, you know, set those boundaries at the beginning of your day, at the beginning of realizing that you're going to have a home office. And that could be simple as I'm going to get my work done first, and then I'll take a break as if I was in a regular office. And if I need to wash clothes, if I need to cook dinner or whatever, I'll do that during my break. But then I'll get back to it at this time. And so you have to create that those boundaries and those structures, structures for you, so that you can get stuff done as if you weren't in your home.
And that is so true, yeah, because I usually do the laundry like at 8 o'clock in the morning so I can start my work day at like 9, 9:30. So, yeah, you are right, you do. You really do because you can get, you know, drawn away. Because if I get into an organizing project for Janet, I'm drawn away. I am in it, and I just want to stay focused, and then everything else kind of gets put in the back burner. So, yeah, that's good. Clear boundaries, especially if you are in a home with other people. You know, they just can't walk in the office anytime if they feel like it and sit down and have a chat with you. Like when my mother, when I was, and I had a spare bedroom in her home, and turned it into my office, and she would just come in there and just sit down. And so I had to have a nice talk with Mom. And I say nice because that was her house. And I was living there rent-free, so it was like, okay, Mom, you know, if the door is open, hey, you can come and go. But if the door is closed, I might be in the middle of a conversation or project. And she respected that, and she was fine with it. So, I can tell it to my mom, you know, you can – surely share it with the other members of your family.
Yeah, so and that includes people who aren't in your home, too, because occasionally I'll get a phone call from somebody who's like, you know, are you free? And I'm looking at the time, it's like 10 a.m. Well, are you free? You're at work. So if you're not free, why would you think that I am?
That's good. And sometimes if I know that I'm expecting somebody to come for repairs and I may be in the middle of something, then I will leave a note and saying, please enter quietly. So what can, and you shared a few things about the clear boundaries and, of course, you know, making sure we look at ourselves in the mirror and see what we can and cannot do. But are there any other things that we can do to better manage ourselves so we can manage our businesses?
Yes. So the other piece of this is your people, and people being your team. And that sometimes can be a struggle with finding the right people that fit not only your business model, but also that fit, you know, the culture that you're looking to create. So I always look at people, tools, and systems. I put a lot of focus on the people part of this because systems are easy to create. Finding the right tool is easy as well. But but finding the right people who go well with the system and the tools that you have, that's the difficult part. So it takes time. It takes some you know, many conversations. In some cases, you may need to hire somebody to help you with it to you that knows you to help you with it. But the people piece of managing your business is going to be really key because, again, they're going to be the ones that hopefully complement the things that you aren't good at and can call you out if you're stepping outside of your lane. So I always say, you know, stay in your lane. You stay in your lane. So if I see someone, you know, moving over to the right, I'm like, oh, you come out of your lane. This is not you. And you need to have the right person who can pull you back in and tell you that. So managing your business wouldn't be as difficult as it has been if you have the right people in place.
And that is so true. It's a saying. What is it? A master of something, and I can't even think about it. Think of what it actually is. It's a master of many, but something of few.
Yeah,
old saying. But you're right. You know, you do everything, but you're really not doing one thing right. So, yeah, that's a really and people. Yeah, that's a good one. So, Keena, are there tools you feel that everybody should have in their arsenal?
So if we are talking business, you should always have a place where someone can easily come in and pick up projects or pick up tasks that you're doing. I like to use teamwork as like a project management. I call that my office. But there are so many project management tools out there. You know, there's Asana, there's Basecamp, there's blah, blah. I mean, you can create one off an Excel spreadsheet. The point of it is that you have a 1-2-3 of what's going on in your business, what projects are going on, what tasks need to be completed, so that one day that you wake up and say, I'm tired of this, I'm tired of being overwhelmed, I need some help. You having that project management system is going to help make it easier for you to identify what it is that you want that person to do versus someone that says, I need to hire somebody because I'm overwhelmed. You hire that person, you have no idea what you want them to do. You just know that you're overwhelmed. Right. You just know that you're overwhelmed. You just don't know what you want them to do. So I always say having a project management tool where you can just do something as simple as a brain dump of all the stuff that needs to happen, that you want to have happen, but you just don't have the time to get it done.
That's a good tip. That is a good tip, because you're right. We say we need help, but then when we get the help, we don't know what to do, what to tell them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a good one. So you mentioned, and that's because all of you listening, you know, I follow Keena on Facebook, so she does her Facebook Live. You mentioned your master classes.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
What are your master classes? Tell us about
them. So this summer, starting June 22nd, and I want to make sure I have the right date. My brain this past weekend has definitely called my, yeah. So starting June 22nd, I'm doing my first master class, and it's called Run Your Business with Ease. And so there'll be a series of master classes that essentially help you set up your business for success. It'll help you to hustle less and make and produce more. And, of course, as I said, make an impact. So part of doing that is just take an inventory of what it is that you have going on, what it is that you want to do. But most people don't know where to start. You know, there's so many resources out there. There's so many things that you could do and on and on and on. And so the idea of the master classes is to help you to focus on your business. So, so June 22nd, Run Your Business with Ease. That will be the first one. And then the next ones will be more tool-based, so different tools that I'll share, how to set up teamwork, and then, how to set up teamwork for your business. And then there'll be, you know, several ones down the road. We haven't finalized the titles for some of them, but they're all team, tool, and system-focused.
Well, and how can people get in contact with you, Keena, to learn more about Grind Different, but also?
So if you go to grinddifferent.com and get on our list, that's going to be the easiest way for you to be in the know for the masterclass. There'll be a link that goes out tomorrow for you to register specifically for the 22nd masterclass. And if you want to be on a list for all of them, just go to grinddifferent.com. As Janet said, I'm also on Facebook. I do Facebook Live now. I do them like once a week. I did a 30-day challenge, and I think that's where you heard the first talk about the masterclass. But, yeah, you connect with me on Facebook. It's Keena B, so K-Y-N-A-B. Last name is Baker. And again, if you go to Grind Different, that's how you can get in contact with me.
And so what made you, and this is just a question for a side question, so what made you decide to do the 30 days? Because that was, I commend you for doing that. For 30 days, you were at Book Live. Sometimes I didn't get to see you live, so I had to watch the replay, but I commend you for doing that. That was wonderful.
So here's where I'm going to be transparent. One of the things that I'm very good at is starting. I can, like, somebody gives me a challenge and I'll start it, like, just without hesitation. The problem that I have is finishing. And so I'm actually in the middle of a couple of challenges. So I did the 30-day challenge, and that first challenge was for me to finish. It was, the intention was not just to get the 30 days in of videos, but it was also for me to mentally build the muscle of finishing. Right now I'm doing a 30-day fast. So, you know, no food, no drink for the next, well, I'm way past 30 days. I'm like in 10 days now. It's all about finishing what I start. So that's the purpose of the challenge for me. Some people have, you know, different reasons for challenges, you know, to build their list. Mm-hmm. Mine was personal. those challenges were personal for me.
Well, that's wonderful, yeah, because my challenges for me is just to make sure that I walk. I walk, I take my 10,000 steps in, walk. Mm-hmm. The last time I went to a Ready clinic, and she says, huh. And, you know, when they say, huh, I was like, well, what does that huh mean? That huh means that your blood pressure's up. Well, no, I don't like that huh. So I think I'm going to have to start moving. So, yes, so we do.
Yes.
So for a while, it was like, okay, I got to do my 10,000. I got to do my 10,000. So I truly, truly understand. Well, Kina, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule, because I know you are coming off of a full weekend. In addition to just the business stuff, you know, you got the proms, the graduations, you have all that stuff going on too. So so I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, and thank you so much for coming on. And of course, I am going to, of course, sign up to Grind Different myself. But I'm also going to make sure that there is a link on the show page directly to Grind Different for anyone who needs to sign up for the masterclass or just needs to hire Kina to help them better manage their business. So thank you so much, Kina.
Thank you so much for having me, Janet. I appreciate it.
And can have a good evening and rest.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, this is Bob Lewis from Closet and Storage Concepts, and you are listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
And yes, that is Bob Lewis, and I'm excited because I'm going to be doing a live. I'm going to be live at Closet and Storage and Concepts showroom in September. So stay tuned for that date. I'm excited about that. So, our sponsor, Audible, is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/get organized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You download a title for free and you start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/get organized. That's audibletrial.com/get organized. And this week's audiobook selection is The Perfect 15-Minute Day, Managing Your Time, Your Thoughts, and Your Emotions. And it's by Pierre Conwan. And it's basically, it says your life is a reflection of the next 15 minutes. And it says if you don't know how to manage the next 15 minutes, you don't know how to manage your life. So this book has a method that helps you gain clarity and focus in your life simply by taking each 15 minutes at a time with just a journal and a timer. The perfect 15-minute method gives us a simple yet effective way to manage our focus, our thoughts, our emotions, and achieve mindfulness at work. So, again, audiobook selection for this week is The Perfect 15-Minute Day, Managing Your Time, Your Thoughts, and Your Emotions. And you can get that audiobook by just going to audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, that was an awesome interview. And as I said at the end of this show, you're going to have a link to Grind Different. And as a business owner, you really want to maximize the time that you have and be more effective, more efficient, because when you are, then that impacts your income, your revenue. And it also helps you really manage yourself so you can be more creative, because that's one of the things as a business owner is that creativity. You have to constantly keep the flow going. So make sure you visit their website. Well, as those of you who are out there listening, who have decided that this is the year that you're going to get organized, I have the wonderful Facebook group, and they are conquering clutter, and they're getting organized. I mean, they've done linen closets, they've done, time management. Really, they're focusing on time management now, but they are really conquering a lot of different areas in their homes and in their lives. So it is a group, and basically every day, you know, they may post something on there I basically give them strategies. So if they post a question, if they post a video, if they post a photo, I give them strategies. That's part of the benefit of being a member of the group, is you have access to me. And then, of course, they also share resources as well. And one of the nice things is now I do a monthly live Q&A live in the group, and I'm there and I answer their questions and help them with their organizing dilemmas. So you get a monthly Q&A, live Q&A with me. You get solutions, custom solutions for your organizing dilemma. And, of course, I share resources, and the group members share resources for an investment of $7 a month. That's it, $7 a month to help you on your journey to get organized. So that is a nice group setting for somebody who is wants to get their life totally organized. Well, to piggyback off of Kina's wonderful, wonderful tips and just strategies, I'm going to be sharing just a few in my Taylor's Tip Time, and you have, of course, heard some of these. And, of course, the first thing is you definitely, in order to do what you have been called to do, is you definitely need to write down your vision. You want to wake up with a purpose, but you need to write down your vision. You know, do you want to advance or make changes in your business, your family, et cetera? You know, you need to have a business plan so you'll know what direction you're going in. You need to develop a life plan so you know what direction your life is going in. And a lot of times people are writing personal mission statements. And because you can take those goals from that, and then you develop your weekly, your daily, your monthly, your yearly goals so you can stay on target. You know, maybe you want to return to school, or you want to start up, you know, write a book. So you can take that goal, and then you can break it down into manageable tasks. And then, of course, it's always good to make your goals visible, too, with a vision board. The next thing is you want to definitely take back control of your time and do so. Instead of attempting to do too much, leaving things unfinished, not sticking to your schedule, you know, you want to plan your day and schedule time for yourself. So usually when I work from home, my day is scheduled on when I am going to make calls, if I've got to write something. I always schedule time for lunch because that's key for me, and whatever else. But I always make sure I have my schedule, what I need to be working on specifically. Learn how to say no instead of trying to attempt to do something for everything, but also trying to do something for everybody. Learn how to say no. Because when you have your goals and your agenda, then you can look at what somebody else is asking you to do and see if it will take you away or if you can manage to put it in your schedule. And then ask yourself, what are some of the things that you're doing that waste time? Phone, you know, meetings. Could a phone meeting or a video meeting be as effective as just traveling across town, going to a face-to-face meeting? Are you spending too much time on the phone? Are you working from home and you always have a TV on? Those are some things you need to think about. And as Kina mentioned, learn to delegate. And, of course, when you feel procrastination hitting you, into manageable tasks. And then, of course, it's always good to have supportive relationships, an advisory board, a mentor, a business, a life coach, somebody who can just tell you, okay, you need to rethink what you're doing. You need to go in another direction. They can give you wisdom. They can give you guidance so that you won't have to make mistakes that are unnecessary. And then, of course, you want to stay motivated by listening to tapes, reading books, and surrounding yourself with people who will motivate you. And then, of course, you definitely always want to make sure you have some free time for some fun. Yes, I worked this weekend, but I also made sure I scheduled some time in and had dinner actually at a friend's house. so I can still socialize with people. Because you don't want to always work, work, work. You need to have that balance. So those are just a few things that I wanted to share in this week's Taylor's Tip Time. Now, for those of you who are listening, because I know I have listeners, I'm happy around the world, and you are thinking, I really would like to work with you, Janet, but you're not in my city, my town, my vicinity. Well, of course, that's why I have the online organizing, virtual online organizing, where we can do a Skype, we can do Zoom, and where you can show me your space and by pictures and videos, and I can give you strategies on how to organize it. So be sure to go to my website at janetmtaylor.com to learn how I can help you. Well, of course, I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails, your posts on Facebook. Thank you for all of you who are following me via social media, for watching, for signing up to my YouTube, for watching me via Periscope. I thank you, and I appreciate all of you as well, and, of course, my Blog Talk Radio community as well. Well, you know, today is Monday, and what is tomorrow's toss of Tuesday. So this Tuesday, I want you, before you fill that calendar, that schedule with one more thing, you know, just think before you do so you won't become overwhelmed. Look at your schedule and think before you just put it in there. Or before you say yes, look at your schedule so you won't become overwhelmed. And that's my Toss a Tuesday tip, because usually I'm telling you to toss something. Well, actually I am. I'm telling you to get rid of the fullness in your schedules, in your calendars, that are making you feel overwhelmed, that are making you feel out of balance. So it's time to unclutter our calendars. So that's my Toss a Tuesday tip. My app suggestion for this week is Flow. It helps you boost your personal and team productivity. It tracks your time, collaborate in real time. Again, my app suggestion is Kanban Flow. My product suggestion is a Fusion Desk Organizer from CJ Works. And it has 5 different compartments to help you organize things on your desk so you can be more productive and not waste time. And then my repurpose is the office tool drawer as a bulletin board, or the dish rack as a shipping station. So you can go to my Pinterest page, and I have a board that has apps that will help you stay organized, products that will help you stay organized, and, of course, a repurpose the office section. So you can go and see those visuals and as well as a lot more ideas on how to really have an organized life as well. Do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. My quote for the week: do what you have to do until you can do what you want to do. Well, I'm excited because next Sunday is Father's. Right now, wish all of you dads, uncles, godfathers, big brothers a happy Father's Day. And we are going to be celebrating dads by sharing some organizing tips just for you men. And it's going to be with a colleague of mine, a fellow organizer, Dan Loya, and he is from Spaces Transform. So he will be on next week. He's traveling, but I got an opportunity to just kind of have an interview with him, so I'm looking forward to sharing that with you. And then, of course, we will be ending the month with some summer organizing tips with another fellow organizer as well. So that's how we will be ending our June. Then, of course, in July, I'll be kicking it off, just, you know, sharing how you can be independent, you know, declare your independence from your clutter. And then, of course, I am working on getting somebody to talk to us about cybersecurity, because that's a big issue for a lot of us, whether you're at home or in the office. And, of course, Darlene Hunter will be coming back. And for all of you aspiring writers who want to write your book, she will be sharing just some ways on how to be more organized so you can do that. Then, of course, Viviane Ayers will be coming, and she will be sharing with us ladies how we can really organize all our beauty products from makeup to the skincare. You know, it's summertime, and we're taking all these photos, but a lot of us, like myself, we have photos, physical photos, still in our possession. So how can we organize them? So I am going to be sharing with you an interview I did a few years ago with a gentleman in regards to how we can organize our photos. Well, I must say I had it's just amazing how in this big world and doing all these wonderful things that I am allowed to do, that Saturday when I did my presentation and I'm sitting at the table, you know, the reserve table, and woman sits at the table and she says, "Organizer, wait a minute." And she started talking and she said, "I have been listening to you on Stitcher Radio." So I want to give another shout out to Deborah. It's just amazing. Of all the presentations and of all the tables in that room, she was sitting at my table. So it was really nice to just finally meet someone out there. So, of course, if I'm, you know, ever at a venue or at an event someplace near you, you know, just say, "Hey, Janet, I listen to you on this. I follow you on that." You know, I would like to hear that. Well, it is getting time for me to close. But again, make sure that you join me next week for Celebrating That with fellow organizer Dan Loya of Spaces Transformed. And, of course, I want to say a happy Father's Day to all of the men out there, the big brothers, the godfathers, the uncles, the grandfathers. And, of course, make sure you visit me on my website at janetmtaylor.com, whether you are looking to be in a group setting like my Facebook group, Get My Life Totally Organized, or whether you are just looking for some one-on-one assistance on helping you on your journey to living an organized life. So be sure to check out my website for all the things that I can offer. So thank you for listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And, of course, again, visit me on my website at janetmtaylor.com. So until next time, have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want you to have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.